That's about the right volume for the music. I can't get the music volume right. I accidentally moved it the other day and can't get it right again, so I hope that one works. Hi, everybody. It's 1:30 in the afternoon on that Monday after Thanksgiving, and so we wait for the Christmas vacation as well, but we've got a lot to talk about in education. In between, I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. We got a nice show. One that actually I called my good friends over at ICEV online, and ICEV is one of the major players in career and technical education. And I got a press release probably a month ago now about a new curriculum they have to train teachers, you know, so kids in high school can see what it's like to be a teacher, so we can encourage kids to get into that as part of career tech education. I always say at the career fair that we have for the seniors at every high school, the only thing missing is being a teacher. And so we got to get on. We got to make sure that we have a constant flow of students who are interested in education so they continue the great work that all of us, not me, all of you, do every day. So on that note, with this new curriculum, I invited Megan O'Quinn, who's the director of brand management over at ICEV, and she's been there for more than 10 years. And she's going to help explain everything that ICEV does about this. And then we also have a big treat, Whitney Wilson, who's a family and consumer sciences educator, which used to be Home Ec. I'm going to talk to you about that, Whitney. Okay, you probably know that at Tahoka High School, which I believe is in Texas. And she's using the ICEV course, so it's going to be good. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org and tweet it out over at EduTalkRadio. Facebook is EduTalkRadio as well. And without further ado, let me bring on my two lovely guests. And I'm going to ask Whitney, am I right? Is it Texas, Whitney?
Yes, we are in Texas.
Where are you in Texas?
We are about 35 miles south of Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, that's where ICEV is in Lubbock.
That's right. So we're not too far.
Cool. So you can go visit. That's great. That's great stuff. Okay. It's a pleasure to have you here, Whitney. Thank you
so much. Great.
Well, and call me Larry, by the way. I know my Southern friends. They all want to call me sir. You can't do that. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. You can't do it. You got to call me Larry. And on that note, hello, Megan.
Hi. How are y'all?
See what I mean? How y'all, Larry?
We're doing good.
Yeah, we're fine, Meg. It's great to have you here. Director of Brand Management over at ICEV. 10 years now, huh?
Yes, just over. So it's been a good time working for them.
Oh, they're a great company, Dusty, et cetera. And I got to tell you, Dusty, by the way, Dusty Moore, my friend who is the president of the company. And, you know, in career and technical education, when you go to the ACTE Vision Show, the big booth in the center of the hall, and the busiest one of all is ICEV. You guys do a great job in CTE, career technical education, I got to tell you. And it is a pleasure to have you here, Ms. O'Quinn.
Yes, well, thank you so much, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody again at ACTE next week in Nashville. So
we'll definitely have that booth up and running. Yeah, and it's always busy. Did you go to that one, Whitney? Did you go to the CTE show, ACTE?
No, I didn't get a chance to go, but I hear that it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's great. Tell us about Tahoka High School.
Well, we are a pretty small. We're a pretty small 2A, so we still play 11-man football. That's kind of how we judge how big schools are here. So
that is in all the shows I've done, I never heard it described like that. But you're big enough to play 11-man football.
We are. So
great,
yes, absolutely. So we've got about a little over 600 kids in the entire district. So that's pre-K through. Through high school.
So. Yeah. Well, how's the football team doing?
We actually just lost after the first round of playoffs, but they've had a good year.
Wow.
So, really.
Well, they got in the playoffs, obviously. So that's fantastic.
They did, yes.
What's the name of the team? The Tahoka.
So we are the Tahoka Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, good enough. I like that.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And no. I know it's painful in Texas to lose the Friday night football game. Okay, but
it
you know
is.
It's a small school. I know it is. I know it is painful everywhere, but particularly in the great state of Texas. Okay, it
absolutely.
Really is. Yeah, I believe me. I know. I feel your pain even up here in the great state of Maine. Okay, I'm sorry you
gotcha.
Lost. Who won? By the way, what team won? Let me ask that.
We lost to a school, Bovina High School.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Bovina, you got some nerve beating Tahoka. That's all I got to
say.
But I'm supposed to have
no
Whitney one. It's terrible. Okay. Meg, you know, I've said this so many times. There's always career days at schools, and there's a teacher shortage out there. And we constantly forget to encourage, really, really encourage kids to get into an education profession. And that's why when I saw this press release that came across, it just caught my eye. I immediately wrote Dusty and said, we got to do a show on this. Why did ICEV choose to create the curriculum for education and training courses, like a corporate trainer, I would assume you mean, okay? And just go into some of the lessons and, you know, just give an overview of the need. Megan O'Quinn, brand management director at ICEV, you're on.
Well, just like you said, Larry, there is a definite need for teachers
with
the teacher shortage that exists. And so that was obviously one of the reasons that these courses that have started popping up in all of these different states, including Texas, that there's just need to educate and really reach these students at an early age and let them understand that becoming a teacher is a viable career option.
Oh, yeah.
And also it helps them as students understand how they're learning. Because one of the lessons, and actually one that Whitney helped us on, is called learning styles. And it just goes into what all the different learning styles are. So the students can kind of identify that, you know what, I am a visual learner.
Yeah.
And these are some kind of study techniques that they could use.
I am
and
too.
And so really
and,
going through that.
Yeah, go ahead. I think this is so important. Okay. You know, what are some of the lessons, like besides what you just said, besides learning styles?
We've got learning styles. We also have touched on understanding special education, the different instructional technologies that are used. So if you're talking about using those iPads or laptops in a classroom, or we're hearing more about the flipped classroom and that one-to-one ratio of students and technology. Or also even from some of those other career areas of if you're talking about learning how to weld in a career and technical education classroom or learning how to do something within the health science industry. So some of those types of technologies. Then we've got some lessons on developing and implementing effective instruction. So designing lessons that are going to help meet all of those different needs of students. So really kind of going in and looking at what it takes from a teaching perspective. And then also talking about just different ways to prepare to be a teacher. So some teaching and training career preparation. So what you should take in high school as well as college to then kind of put you on that career path to become a teacher, whether that's a math teacher or a science teacher or even a family and consumer science teacher.
Or even, absolutely. And was I right, Whitney, were you trained, I don't know how old you are, but were you trained as a home ec teacher? Your subject didn't exist when I was in school. It was called home ec for some stupid reason.
Well, when I was in high school, we did have it, but I was kind of one of those kids who always took AP courses, and so I really didn't plan on becoming a family and consumer sciences teacher, so I didn't take the courses, but, you know, like Megan said, they didn't have this instructional practices course, and it would have been fantastic. You know, I mean, we talked about careers, but not really geared towards education.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? It's a mistake that too many schools make because, like Meg said, there's a teacher shortage out there. Okay,
right.
And we're not just doing this for self-interest, but because a lot of kids will make great teachers, and they have to understand, as you well know, it's a very viable career. It's a very nice career.
Absolutely.
It's a very good profession, and you can go far in it. But, yeah, I must ask the question, are you teaching it this semester, Whitney?
I'm not. The way that it works is within our districts, our districts can kind of pick and choose what we're going to offer. And sure. So I thought I was going to have it this year, and I don't. but we're trying to work it into next year because, you know, that's something that we do want to offer, especially with the new curriculum coming out.
Right, and I know you helped put it together. Have you taught it at all? I have a question about that. Have you taught it to kids at all yet?
I haven't yet, but the actual my lesson can be really implemented into a lot of different courses with the learning
mm-hmm.
styles, and so
mm-hmm.
I do plan on implementing it with child development. So I
cool.
teach a child development course, and that one can be.
Yeah, and the reason I'm asking, what I was trying to get, and Meg, maybe you've seen this done, okay, but I was trying to get the reaction when the students are sitting at their desks or however they're configured these days, and they're listening to what it's like to be a teacher. And
right.
Yeah, and they're thinking, you know, I knew I had to do this if I wanted to be a veterinarian. I knew that was a profession or a nurse or a doctor or whatever the case may be. But since I experience work with my teachers and in education every day, I thought there was nothing to this. I didn't even think you guys woke up on time in the morning. I was curious what the kids' reaction was. And Meg, have you seen any of that?
We have a little, and I think it's one of those things, too, that there's so many different paths that you can take to become an educator, and that's something that I don't think that students necessarily understand all the time,
mm-hmm.
that you may really be interested in, just say, math, for instance, and you're really good at your algebra and geometry and all
mm-hmm.
of those type of things, that you can essentially follow your college career through going through math courses and then
right.
get your teacher education certification, and then you would be able to be a math teacher. And so you're still getting to pursue that area of passion that was math, but also have that option to become an educator as well. And so I think that's something
right.
that students have kind of maybe, I don't know that woken up to is the right way to put it, but are now aware of, that you can be really good at one thing and take that set of talents and be able to pass it on to others by getting some sort of teacher education training or going through a certification type program to become a teacher.
And you know, that's just wonderful to pass that piece of knowledge over to kids. Okay. And I love the way you guys said it. You can love mathematics. You can love chemistry. You can love history, whatever. But if you love history, you don't have to be a historian per se. You can be a teacher.
Right.
All right. And same with math and anything else you can think of. All right. And I think that's the beauty of the whole thing. Even if I may, you guys are great in this, you know, in career and technical, you know, the more industrial arts, so to speak, you know, and electrician, plumbing, welder, right down all those sort of things. And you can love doing that stuff. Okay, but you could also impart the knowledge of that stuff and become a teacher. I think with the way you're positioning this is really, really good. Whitney, what's been your background in education?
Well, I, you know, working in education really has come naturally to me because I come from a long line of not only educators, but family and consumer sciences teachers. So my grandmother,
wow.
my mother were home ec teachers. My sister and I are both FCS teachers as well. And
yeah.
so, you know, and one of the reasons I chose to do this is because I remember growing up, you know, watching my grandmother and my mother, you know, how they had impacted and groomed students to be successful in, you know, how they set goals for themselves and what
yeah.
they wanted to do in the future. And so, you know, I knew that I wanted to help kids figure out kind of what their plans were, whether that be college, career, military, you know, there's so many options. And so I spend a lot of my time encouraging kids to choose the path of education as a career because I talk about the many benefits it provides and how they can be a positive change for the future, which is,
yep.
you know, what we
yep.
need. So it comes pretty naturally to me, but and I like to hopefully transfer that to the kids as well.
I bet you are. My wife's grandmother. Okay, was a home ec teacher in the Philadelphia public schools.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you struck a little chord there when you said about your grandmom. Okay? But it was home ec, and I think the fact that it became family and consumer science is a good thing. okay? Because it broadens that area. I got to tell you, you were trained as a family and consumer science teacher, right?
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes, I was, and I remember when the name changed because my mom was teaching at the time, and so I remember, you know, I was kind of paying attention, I guess, and remember when they changed the name and how the courses changed. And so I really feel like it was beneficial to me because I had a little more education on the background of, you know, what home economics was and how it transitioned to FCS. And so I feel like that was beneficial to me, you know, rather than coming in cold turkey and not knowing any of that. So that was helpful to me now.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, and when I was a teacher, it was still called home ec. And I guess, I don't know whether it annoyed me back then, but, you know, as everyone gets older, most people have a family and that sort of thing. And your whole world, literally, whether you're male or female, your whole world becomes home economics.
You're right, absolutely.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, I remember they used to sew over there and you know, do cooking classes and all that sort. In fact, my classroom was right across from there. But I remember it was all girls. And when you think about that in this day and age, it's so stupid. It's so stupid to have all girls. Okay, well, you need the guys need that as much as the girls do. You know, it's just nuts. Okay, so I'm glad this has changed. I'm glad. Have you been teaching a lot of boys in your classes?
I actually have quite a few. A few males in my classes, and you know, and that's something that we
boys
continue
or males,
to struggle
with. We can call
with.
Them whatever. Yeah, boys or males. Yeah.
Yes, well, you're right. It depends on what class it is today.
Yeah.
But, you know, they I enjoy having them. And what's interesting is that a lot of times with some of those technical skills that we're teaching, whether it be in fashion or in culinary, they're actually very good. And
I bet they are.
They're fantastic, when it comes to the technical skills. But I, you know, one of the struggles that we face in family consumer sciences is, you know, trying to get a good combination of males and females and explaining why they need it so badly. But, you know, I think that's one of the draws of this education and training course is that, you know, we've got a lot of kids, both male and female, you know, who want to be educators.
Sure.
And who are drawn to that. And so I think that may help some of that issue a little bit.
I hope it does.
Drawing that in.
I hope it does. I can't speak for Tahoka ISD, but when I went to school in Philadelphia, I had only elderly female teachers. Okay.
Right.
I didn't even know there was. Yep. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a male teacher till I got to junior high school. Never had no idea. All I had was so. Really, the kids need their eyes opened to all this and the not only the value of a teaching an education career, but what goes into it. What makes for a good teacher, a good classroom, good lessons, etc. They'll appreciate their teachers more. How'd you get hooked up with ICEV, you lucky young lady?
Well, they actually approached me and asked me on working on some curriculum for that learning styles lesson, like Megan said, and I was very excited to help. And so what we did is we conducted an interview about the various styles of learning and how future educators can use those to benefit the classroom. Mm-hmm. And then from that interview, they created a worksheet and several assignments to help students that are taking the course better understand the content from the videos. And so I really, you know, had just a small part in this particular curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is a fantastic, high-quality curriculum that teachers can utilize to train high school students interested in education as a career choice. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic what they've done.
Yeah. Have you talked to the kids about it at all, that it might be coming down the pike at Tahoka?
I haven't this semester, but starting, you know, in January, we start talking to the kids to kind of see the interest and I have influenced several kids to hopefully, you know, to take that pathway. But I think one of the challenges that we're up against is that unlike a lot of other careers that we teach about, kids don't always see the behind the scenes of what teachers do and the paperwork and the lesson planning. And so I think that's another really good reason for this curriculum is that kids get the opportunity to get some tactile learning and
I agree.
Be able to really see what it's like, you know, not just on the other side of that. So I'm hoping that we'll get to add that and get some kids interested.
I know you have. I'm sure you do have male teachers at the Tohoka High School and junior high. Okay, and I'm sure they're wonderful. And what you need to do, make sure the men on the faculty, they pick out one or two students in their classes and say, listen, next year we're going to have this great thing, and I think you'd be wise if you looked at teaching as a career. And they can get the guys in there. Let the men get the guys in there.
That's a fantastic. Well, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And who's your football coach? What's coach's last name?
Overstreet.
Okay. You tell Coach Overstreet, okay, to remember that he's a teacher, probably a phys ed teacher or whatever he is. Is he? Am I right? He's a teacher, right?
Well, he's athletic director now. So he was a teacher. Yes.
Yeah. Tell Coach
and
Overstreet.
And a very good one.
I bet he was, okay? And I'm sure a great coach, too. And you tell Coach Overstreet, get a couple of the guys interested in this to help us out because you became a teacher, and look what you've done, okay?
Right.
Tell your guy, get the guys to market it, man. I'm telling you, it'll be great. Hey, Meg, right, it will be. It'll be great, okay? That's for every school we're talking to, okay? We need kids to look seriously at an education career. Meg, did you do any, this is an odd question for a curriculum, market research, so to speak, on what the reaction would be from kids and even teachers on presenting? I mean, the teachers have to be excited about the curriculum. I would think so, okay? But what about the kids? Did you talk to any kids at all, or did they talk to kids? How'd the research go on this? I'm sure you did something.
One of the things,
Meg.
Like we had mentioned earlier, we had gotten several requests specifically from teachers who were either in the development stage of this particular type course or going to implement this course in the future. And so the other thing that we had seen is in many states, there's different student organizations. So you have FCCLA for Family Consumer Sciences. In Texas, there's an organization called TAFE, which is the Texas Association of Future Educators. And so we've really started to see those kind of pop up in other states and nationally as well with these focuses on education and training. So we knew from that perspective that there were students that were interested in delving even further into this education and training area. And just within the state of Texas and the three courses that kind of fall into that education and training cluster, there's more than 21,000 students. So that's
great.
That we knew that was a very large group of students just in one specific state. And so that nationally would definitely be more than that and definitely a good target audience for us to provide this curriculum to students and also to teachers.
I love it. I do indeed. And Meg, could you differentiate? You just said something. We've been talking about kids becoming teachers, but this curriculum. And by the way, everybody, I just Googled ICEV online education and training cluster, and boom, it popped right up. Okay, so you can just do that. Okay, so ICEV online, but that's the easiest way to get there. You don't have to plow through the whole website. Okay, and you know, talk to me, Meg, and because you're saying this, and I like this. You're kind of, how do I want to say this, you're separating a public school educator or a Christian school educator, whatever, from a corporate trainer, education and training. Okay, is that what you mean by training? Is understanding what you're trying to, I think what the curriculum's trying to do is have kids understand how information and knowledge is imparted upon the student from the educator. Okay, and that's what a trainer does too in corporations. Is there stuff on that as well? The way it's positioned, I'm curious.
There is. We delve a little more deeply into the education side of that from a school teaching type perspective, but there is also some of the things and talking about developing lessons or just what the training industry is in general that falls into that that cluster as well. So talking about your corporate trainers or people who go in and develop training materials for companies. So it's still kind of that same pathway idea.
Yeah,
in
I agree.
You're still doing education, but it's just kind of a little bit of a different focus on it. So when you're talking about instructional technology, that's one of the lessons in this particular course, it's going to talk about it from a school perspective and then also touch a little bit on, you know, you might want to be creating modules for a specific training type program as well. So it's one of those things that education really has a lot of facets traditionally from a school system standpoint, but there's also that training component from kind of the corporate or business world kind of thing. And I think that's something that's important. And this really shines through in all of the family and consumer sciences courses, is that regardless of which one you're in, you are learning a skill that when you finish particular course, you're going to be able to take that away and be able to apply that in the real world or just from a self-growth perspective. Because like I mentioned with that learning styles one, every single person has a different learning style or a combination of those. And so that's something that if you go through this course and you decide, you know, education may not be for you, you will have been able to identify something about yourself that you can take forward and apply later on in life in another setting of when you're learning a new skill or you're in a different subject area and trying to learn something from that as well.
You just put a big smile on my face, Meg. You're right. I had a smile on my face when you were saying that because you are absolutely right. And, you know, in order to make – and I want to say something else. You know, if you want to go and become a teacher, let's say a kid's thinking they want to become a teacher – well, if you wait to go to college, college costs a lot of money, all right? If you don't like it, you've kind of wasted a little bit of time and some money on that. But if you can look at these courses in high school and see what you really like and find something and then follow through on the next course, like Whitney's course, I mean, you're really ahead of the game. And this has to be imparted, you know, to kids. Okay, that the high schools today, and thanks to companies like yours, Meg, ICEV, I'm telling you, okay, you create these courses that give kids a chance to really look deeply at a profession, okay? And better, if you like it, that's great, but if you don't like it, that's great too, because you're going to save time and money and energy and everything else, and you can always read up on it later. So I think it's great. Whitney, good luck with all this. Thanks for being a part of ICEV's curriculum building. You're something. You're pretty cool. How long have you been teaching, Whitney?
Well, this is actually, I just started my sixth year.
Good for you.
You're
new.
Still a newbie. I am.
Yeah, not that much of a newbie. You can't be a newbie if ICEV is depending on you. You can't be a newbie.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Right, Meg? Am I right?
Very true. And it's one of those things, too. You always want to make sure that you're finding teachers at a variety of stages of their career. And,
that's right.
And helping us out as well. So.
That's right. Well, you guys do great work. And have a great time. It's the ACET Vision Conference in Nashville next week, the Association of Career Technical Educators. And it's a terrific conference, and it's terrific. It's a terrific part of education. So all of you, keep up the good work. Have fun in Tahoka. I guess football season's over, so we'll move on to basketball.
It is.
Yeah.
Moving on to basketball.
There you go. And Meg, enjoy the ribs and get some barbecue in Nashville.
Will do.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. You're wonderful.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I said it like she did. Bye. Right? And I'm in Maine. Okay. Oh, it was great. Thank you. Thank you, Meg. And thank you, Whitney. That's just great stories. I love it. And this is so darn important to get kids interested in education. I cannot say it enough. Okay? And every school district needs to be working on this every day. Okay? Not just to get kids into STEM or, you know, we want that science, technology, engineering, but we want them to become teachers and look at it as a really viable profession. We'll archive the show, education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And just Google ICEV Online Education and Training Cluster. pop you right in there and you can see what's going on. They have a great video over there too. Thanks for listening.